My parents' living room is constantly filled with the sounds of rock and roll. Today, Warren Zevon serenades us as my dad sits in his big red armchair and reads through the latest edition of Homebrewing magazine. He's always had a passion for music, and in his opinion, the louder the better.
I can remember in college laying on my bed and putting a speaker next to each ear and then blasting the stereo in my ears.
We figured all that loud music, combined with him getting older, would eventually affect his hearing.
I cannot hear as well as I used to. I do have to kind of, make more of an effort to listen carefully.
We decided to put that theory to the test.
Welcome to the National Hearing Test. Please enter the access code that you were given.
The National Hearing Test is a $5 screening people can take over the phone. It was developed by scientists at Bloomington-based Communication Disorders Technology. Charles Watson is president of the company and says it's a test he never thought he'd see in his lifetime.
We were all brought up in hearing science to believe that you absolutely could not give a hearing test over the telephone. For the simple reasons that the bandwidth, the frequencies that it delivers, aren't wide enough to cover the usual bandwidth of the pure tones, the little beeps that are normally used in hearing tests.
What makes the test work is that instead of pure tones, it uses speech to test hearing capacity. Here's a sample of what you might hear during the screening. Watson says the test only takes about 10 minutes and tests hearing capacity in both ears.
If you were right, it gets a little more difficult on the next presentation. And when you're wrong, it gets easier.
Some people do question the validity of an over-the-phone screening. The National Hearing Test isn't meant to replace an in-person visit to an audiologist, but it can help people determine whether or not they need to make an appointment. And project manager Alex Crowley says the test has been scientifically verified.
A number of people took the National Hearing Test and then followed that with a full exam in a clinic. And the two results were compared with each other.
Based on your results, the test tells you whether you need to make an appointment for a full hearing evaluation. So far, about 80% of the people who've taken the test have had some sort of hearing problem. And Crowley says there are a lot more people out there who haven't been tested.
When you read, you you start to lose your eyesight, you can tell right away because things get blurry on the page and you know that there's only one reason that's happening is because your eyes are starting to go. With hearing, it's a little bit more complicated because you don't really have that point of reference in the same way.
Scientists say on average, there's about a 10-year lapse between the time a person starts to notice hearing loss and when they seek help for the problem. Watson says the National Hearing Test could help close that gap.
You know, when you start saying, well, my wife mumbles, well, maybe it's not your wife, it's you. And you can take the National Hearing Test and find out it's you.
Their biggest barrier is getting people to take the test. While it only costs $5, they're finding the target audience is hesitant to enter credit card information online. Making the test available for free would remove that barrier. Daniel Mackey is the vice president of finance for Communication Disorders Technology. He says it's unclear how the effort could be funded, but they're exploring several options.
Could be a part of something like Medicare or Medicaid. It's such a tiny amount, I computed, that if every Medicaid customer or Medicare was charged one penny, we could fund the whole country for free.
In the meantime, people like my dad will have to pay in order to find out whether their hearing is adequate. And he was pleasantly surprised by his results.
In the normal range for both ears.
Are you surprised?
Yeah, I am.
Sounds like he won't be turning down that music anytime soon. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier in Bloomington.